Right, John, I don't know where to start with that, so we'll start at the beginning. You got off to a great start.
Well, you know, the lads had the bit between the teeth. They know that for half an hour at Portsmouth we didn't perform, and we give it our all tonight. Great game to be involved in. Smashing that there for League Two. Obviously, we're disappointed we've lost a two-goal lead twice. Some very, very dubious decisions in there as well, but the lads give it their all, and that's all you can ask for, and scored some great goals. Could have had some more, missed a couple of chances ourselves. And, you know, we're disappointed that we conceded four goals, but it's good to be back scoring goals again. And, you know, coming in and getting a point is probably a good point.
Is that back to how you wanted Accrington Stanley to play, to an extent?
Well, it is. And, you know, I think Steve Evans alluded to that on the programme. I knew it was going to be a tough game. He knows that we're better than what our league position suggests. And, you know, on the evidence of that tonight, you know, we've shown a lot of spirit, some unbelievable football as well, and being able to rise above adversity on more than one occasion tonight, and you know, some decisions that again 50-50s didn't go our way. So for the players to keep 11 on the pitch alone was an achievement with some of the bookings that we were getting. So you know, all in all, I think you've got to be happy that you've been involved in one of the classic League Two games of the season.
And just to go back to the beginning, you got off to a great start with Omar Beckles and Shane McCartan, and Matty Pearson could have scored as well.
Yeah, we had numerous chances throughout the night. Disappointed that we let them in back into the game at 2-1. To go 3-1 just before half time, and then it's a soft foul, it's not a foul. But then we've got to defend it better. And you know, to concede from two set plays was disappointing. I think you know, the penalty that they received is a little bit dubious to say the least, but you know, the lads took it away well, and then to go up the other end and get a penalty, and then it's a great goal that they've scored to equalise. We feel as though we could defend it better, but I couldn't ask for any more from the players tonight. You know, that's what we're about, and if we played that between the end of the season, we'll be safe.
And like you say, 4-4, everybody will look at that and think that will be a great game.
Well, it was a great game. It was a great game to watch, you know, from a neutral. And to be involved in, you know, it's not good for your nerves, but some smashing football, and you know, game played in the right manner, I thought. Great spirit. There's been 10 yellow cards tonight, but I wouldn't say that he wasn't really a bad challenge throughout the game. So, you know, it's been played in the right spirit by two good teams.
Is that the main disappointment, picking up 6 yellow cards as well?
Well, it is, because it would be a fine, and we don't deserve a fine. You know, 2 of the yellow cards have been for kicking the ball away. Yeah, 3 of their players we let off scot-free kicking the ball away, so it's the decisions this season have been strange, so we can't pick out tonight as being an isolated incident.
But this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, we hope so, but you know, it's no good if we don't go and win on Saturday, so that's, you know, our focus now is on Saturday and getting 3 points.
And just a word about Billy Key's goal, because that was something special, wasn't it?
Oh, fantastic goal. You know, Billy's got down his locker, he was fantastic tonight, and we missed him when he went off. You know, we missed him holding the ball up, and you know, he has to suffer getting his head split open.
He did look like a wounded soldier at the end.
Well, he gets a cut that makes his head split. He's probably going to need 8 or 9 stitches, and he gets booked for throwing the ball 4 yards. So that's what we're up against in football tonight.